We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back to the Cunning Buffoons Podcast. My name's Dylan.
I'm Andrew.
I'm LaQuisha.
And today we're going to talk about how stupid it is that you can fight and die for your country, but you can't smoke a cigarette.
Or drink alcohol.
Or drink alcohol. What's that?
Or do anything.
I kind of agree with that. Like, some of the laws are stupid. Like in Georgia, okay, Georgia's law, if I read it correctly, is a underage person can drink with their parents' permission, as long as they are with their parents on their parents' property.
Is that not the law?
Really, in Georgia?
In Georgia. In Tennessee, you just can't drink. Underage people can't drink whatsoever. But, like, it's one of those things that, like, I do not agree with. I have known parents and hung out with parents when I was young, especially. Like, a lot of the people I run with, like, they condoned their kids' behavior. Like, it wasn't just smoking a little pot or drinking here, you know, or smoking a cigarette. Huh. They were like, here, you want some heroin? Like, you know, I used to hang out with one family, like, they'd fire up a freaking crack pipe and do the blowback around the table, like, at the kitchen table while eating dinner. You know, so, like, there's a huge, I'm not advocating for full-on just do whatever. But there are certain things that, like, alcohol, for one. Alcohol's had this huge bad rap, everybody blah, 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 blah. And the problem is, I guess we have the Disney principle in America, especially in the Bible Belt, which, I mean, I'm a Christian, full-on Bible-believing Christian. But the problem is, in the Bible Belt, it's become this, don't talk about it, don't do it, it's blah, 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 blah. But that's not the way real life works. Like, all my Italian family, they have a beer in their hand 24/7. I've never seen one of them drunk. They have a glass of wine with dinner. All the Germans I've hung out with, all the Aussies I've hung out with, I've hung out with so many different cultures that alcohol is a beverage to either casually enjoy or have with your meal. Like, you're taught from an early age responsibility. And in America, like, so much of America is like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Are we going to trash can cam?
We don't have one.
We don't have a trash can cam today? Okay, well, we'll just say he hit it.
No.
He did not hit it.
No, he sucks.
But, yeah. Are you trying to down Dylan's drink so you got a second shot? But, like, it's the whole... What would be the name of that? It's not conceal, don't feel, because that's about feelings. I guess it would be the kind of same principle, just hide everything. You know, everything's taboo. Nothing's talked about.
I'm kind of lost. I don't know. I wasn't listening.
Yeah, I figured disrespectful turd. Play air guitar. I'm going to talk about heartbreaking crap again. But you heard me. Yeah. Like, what's your thoughts? Because, like, if you were going to drink eventually, or you could choose not to. I don't care either way. Mm. Like, but the problem is, so many of my buddies were, when we were younger, especially when I was younger, I was out drinking and eating pills to forget my life. Like, it was a crutch. It was something I used to try to escape, I guess.
Mm.
But, like, nowadays, like, I mean, I take gummies and stuff. But nowadays, I take the gummies just to alleviate the pain in my leg. I am seeking normal. I don't want an altered state. I don't want to be high. I don't care about any of that crap. I just want my leg to not hurt enough where I can think straight.
Yeah.
But, like, that's a whole different, like, it took a lot of maturity, and it took a whole lot of, like, life beating me up and, like, learning stuff. Versus if I would have been taught responsibility at a younger age. And, like, taught how to be, you know, hey, this isn't for, I guess it could have been dual fold. It could have been, like, emotional. And then also, like,
they could have worked on everything. You're seeking pain in both ways. You're seeking to cover up a bit of pain either way.
Yeah, but there's...
Because physical and emotional pain, it's the same.
Yeah, but emotional pain causes you to be dead in a ditch.
Yeah.
Physical pain, a lot of time, I think, it's once you alleviate that pain, you're just seeking a level of normal. You're not seeking an altered...
Well, it all depends on the person.
True. Yeah, I guess.
I mean, some people could be in so much pain they don't even want to hear their brain. I mean, like, well, like their whole body's in pain. They just want to disappear.
Now, see, I've been there. I've had years of my life to where every waking moment was me wanting to just wish a plane engine would fall out of the sky and land on my head. Well, I'm going to kill myself because, like, that's a cheater way out.
Yeah.
But, like, get on a crotch rocket and stand on the seat at 120, you know. If I happen to not wake up, I happen to not wake up. But at the same time, I know pain is weird because, like, there's short-term pain and then there's long-term pain. Like, you can handle almost any level of pain for a short term. Like, if you know I'm going to be in this for a little bit. Like, when they did the spinal injections on me.
Yeah.
And they put, they pop your derma or dura or whatever it's called, and they go in your spine, and then they put this thick, you know, steroid fluid in there. Well, while they're putting it in there, it is displacing your spinal cord, and it is pushing on your nerves. Lasts for about a minute, 45 seconds. That's a long, and I mean long minute and 45 seconds. I pulled these two knuckles out of socket, gripping the chair while they were doing it. It feels like you're getting eaten from the inside out by fire ants that are made of lava. Terrible. Minute 45 seconds, then it's gone. Now, if you told me I was going to have to endure that for the 20 years I've been in the pain with the nerve pain in my leg that I was going to try to alleviate, I'd have been like, you might as well just shoot me. Like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
But, like, then there's chronic pain, like pain that just lasts and lasts and lasts. It doesn't go away. And with chronic pain, it doesn't, to me, you can get used to a certain level.
Yeah.
It still sucks, though. But, like, you can't, I don't know. To me, it's worse to alleviate pain when you've been in it for so long and to actually feel that normalcy.
Yeah.
And then have that whatever alleviates it taken away. Like, they put me on a patch one time, like, because for the audience listening, I have it's an opiate aversion is what I call it. I don't know what the medical term is. Most of narcotics do not work on me. It's fentanyl, morphine doesn't affect me the way it is. Local anesthesia doesn't work on me. You got to give me 3 or 4 times a dose of anesthesia to get me to go under. So, like, for me, a lot of the stuff, like, I was in a pain clinic for years, and they had me on everything. At one point, I was at the doctor, and he asked me if I was taking all the stuff. And I said, yeah, I'll take it all. He said, when you take it? I said, I take it in the morning. Then I go to work. He looks at me like I'm crazy. And then my wife looks at him and says, he's not joking. Like, he can eat this stuff, just look at you. Like, and so, like, I wasn't there. And then the pain clinics, like the first 2 or 3 years of the pain clinics, it took me a couple years to get them to understand that, like, I'm not here for drugs. They don't freaking work.
Yeah.
I just need to sleep. Let me, you know, give me something to sleep. And they finally found something. What was it called? Was it buprofen or something like that? It was a patch.
Yeah.
And it was some type of, like, weird opiate, like, derivative or whatever they'd come up with. And it worked. Oh, my God, it worked. I didn't even know I had a leg. Like, it was that, it was so amazing that I didn't realize I could be in that little amount of pain. But my insurance didn't cover it. And then I was also, you know, like a year later, I lost insurance. So it's good that I didn't try to be on it anyways. But it's like finally to find something that works and to have that relief. And then, oh, sorry. You know, it's like.
Can't have that no more.
It was devastating. But then I finally did have one of the pain clinic people that
were
like.
Those are the patches that, like, you couldn't leave on for too long or they'd kill you if you touched them or something you were talking about.
Well, that's what, for you guys. Yeah. Yeah. For, like, your mama wasn't supposed to, like, get it on her skin. We're going to have to get better at this.
Nah.
But, yeah, it was your mama wasn't supposed to touch it. But, like, your mama's the exact opposite of me. Yeah. Where the drugs don't affect me at all, she takes a regular Benadryl, she's drooling in the floor. Like, I mean, there was one time in particular that we gave her a Benadryl, and she's in the living room floor, drooling. Oh! The kids, all 5 of them, are playing leapfrog over her, running circles, screaming and yelling. That's all about Benadryl.
Y'all are mean.
No, they weren't bothering her. She's resting good. But at the same time, like, I look at her and, like, I'm jealous of her.
Yeah.
Like, if I could do something that simple and alleviate the pain, like, oh my God, that'd be awesome. But at the same time, I'm the exact opposite. Like, when I go get my gummies, I finally found a shop here that, like, the lady's awesome. The guy there's good too. Like, they know me and they understand that, like, you know, the dosages that I am seeking I know that most people are not doing that.
Yeah.
And they finally understood, they realized that I'm not doing it. I'm not sitting like trying to blow myself out of my mind and be all like, I expect. They realize that, hey, he's going to take this stuff and it's just what he needs to sleep. I've had them argue with me, like, you got to take 25 milligrams. I'm like, no, I take 700 at a time. And they're like, no, you got to take 25 milligrams. Like, 20, you know, what you're taking will kill you. And I'm like, dude, I took 700 this morning. I'm in here talking to you. I'm just trying to get. And then they changed all the laws where I had to buy a whole lot more and everything. But, like, it's to you guys, like, you guys are young. You just turned 16. You're 21. I twisted my spine at your age. I've been in pain since I was your age. I have felt like someone is running a hot auger that is on fire through my leg from here all the way to my ankle since I was your age.
Skill issue?
You're lacking in that department, Malika.
No, I busted him. He pulled his back the other day. Yeah. What'd I make you do?
Go inside.
Immediately stop. Went inside. We gave him a muscle relaxer. Your butt's in the bed. And he's like, no, because when you first pull your back, you know, you can keep going. Yeah. You're like, oh, I'm good. But it's that next day. So, like, I seen it when he, like, twinged, and I seen his eye do that. I'm like, So I made him quit. Like, I'm not, it didn't matter if I needed help or not. Like, I am not going to try to.
Well, make... I got the four wheel in that truck.
Yeah, but was it worth it? See, looking back, I got a whole bunch of stuff like that I did that it's like, you know, yeah, I accomplished a job, but I mean, honestly, who cares?
You did.
That was the problem.
You cared.
I should have been taught that it wasn't that important, that this job was not worth my body. I have tried to teach you that there's a lot of jobs and stuff that, like, taking a little more time is worth it. Like, it's not worth destroying your body just to be a little faster or to get something done.
I'm saying you cared. You wanted the four-wheeler in the truck.
Oh.
You were mad.
I'm always mad.
So I yanked the four-wheeler up.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have. You should have said, let's reset.
Yeah, Malachi. Should have used your brain.
This is a guy who jumped out of a car at 30 miles an hour.
All right, look, shut up.
Now okay, he has wait rib a minute. Problems.
Excuse me.
Huh?
Do we have a zoom in on Dylan Cam? I know we don't, but I need to know, was this a, I wonder what that feels like. Was it like it felt like the thing to do at the time type of thing, or...
A co-worker said no balls pretty much.
Yeah. The classic, I dare you, you sissy.
Yeah.
So explain to us what happened here. Tell us the full story.
You want the full story?
Full story. I want the full extended condensed version.
Extended condensed. All right.
No, just give the full version. That's too many words.
I mean, I can give like, you know, long and condensed at the same time. That's what that meant.
Tell the story.
All right, shut up.
What?
What?
Change it to that one. My mic can't really be anywhere else out of that shot.
That's true.
That's why we got the other mics coming, so you can see his face. The only reason he was hating on Kurt Cobain the other day is because he's brunette. And he's like, wow, these girls falling for this blonde. Man, look at all these brunettes out there, this long, gorgeous hair.
No. Chris Cornell's hair was black.
Oh. So we're going to dye your hair now? Is that the one you're crushing on?
No, I'm not crushing on any of them.
We're dyeing your hair?
Well, Eddie Vedder's was brown. And
dye purple?
I forgot the lead singer of Incubus's name.
Why purple?
You're not dyeing my hair.
I don't know.
Can we dye your beard?
What color?
Purple.
Orange.
All right. You gotta do purple, though.
No.
Then I'm not doing it.
Don't be a baby.
Don't be a baby.
No, I just don't want to do it.
Okay. And this is how we wound up jumping out of a car at 30 miles.
Yeah, don't. Come on. Let's hear the story. Let's hear the story.
You're the one that started never knowing.
Let's hear the story.
And me and a coworker was in the back of a truck, pedals down, sitting there, dangling legs off. He's like, bet you can't walk off this bed, this truck, I mean, and like, you know, continue walk. I couldn't. I tried.
Can you run at 30 mile an hour?
No.
Then what made you think you could match the speed of the ground at 30 miles?
I thought it was a good idea. He said pretty much as well. Might as well said no balls. But I had to. So I did it, and then all that happened next was...
Okay, you can't run it 30 miles an hour.
Nope.
So you obviously can't walk 30 miles an hour.
Nope.
Okay, so the truck, you're sitting on the tailgate.
Yep.
And so you're facing away. So not only do you roll backwards, don't you?
I hit
You can't tuck and roll backwards as efficiently as you can forwards.
I hit the ground chest first. I smacked, like, what happened was, it freaking grabbed my foot, it just went back. My feet went back towards the truck. And I smacked, hey, good on me, because I got up instantaneously and was like, oh, I was like, I'm good.
No, always lay there for a second. Evaluate before you stand up.
And make everybody think you're dead.
Yeah, that's always a good one. Yeah, don't take naps on the side of the interstate. Like, people call the cops and stuff. It's bad. They think you're dead. They won't stop and check on you, but they'll think you're dead. Why are you pulling stuff out of Batman?
Then the same day...
Where did you just pull that from?
I jumped out of a tree.
My hand.
I once watched you yeet a bike, too.
Yeah, we should post that to our Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I should make that a short for you. You guys are going to have to start posting on Instagram, or we won't have
it. And you
Instagram.
Have to emphasize, like, at separate the ones of me going, yeah, you got it, and you going, no.
Hey, dude, we got to separate those two.
Yes. If me and Malachi, okay, father, son, reckless, understands that life sucks and things hurt. If you are doing something stupid and you're looking for whether or not you should pull send, look at me.
Nah.
Because depending on the mood, 50% of the time I will tell you to be safe, 50% of the time I'll tell you to yeet it. He's going to tell you 100% of the time full send.
That's true. No, that is very true.
So, like, look at me. I might give you good advice. I might give you terrible advice. I might give you mediocre advice, but there's a chance that it will be good. With him, it's probably going to be bad.
No, it's not.
That's like one of his friend's mama looked at her kid and said, Malachi's right. Malachi, listen to Malachi.
Malachi has good ideas.
Yeah, Malachi has good ideas. Listen to him. And me and...
Y'all weren't even there, were you? I thought that
yes,
was at his house.
We were, no, it was at the kitchen table.
Oh, really?
No, it was in our yard.
Yeah, but like me and Tasia both looked at her and were like,
No, don't say that.
This is going to backfire on you, and it's going to backfire on you bad.
Look where I got him now.
He's still weird.
It backfired.
Well, yeah, he keeps trying to convince us he has nerd riz.
Hey, women like a brain, man.
That's the thing.
He looks like Dumbo.
It's called sapiosexual. It's attracted to intelligence.
Brother ain't pulling nothing with that buzz cut, bro.
Hey, some people like it. Your older sister likes him to look like a skeleton. I'm like, what's your type of man? She's like, the deader the better. If he looks like his pulse is negative, that's the one I want. I'm like, if he ain't seen the sun in 20 years, that is right up her alley. And it's like, why do you want him to look like they're already dead? Like, I know you're going to torture him because he's a sociopath. But like, you want him to be healthy and then torture him. You don't want him to start out dead.
Okay.
What type of girl are you looking for, Dylan?
One that'll date him.
Yeah.
Just one that will date you. That's a very low standard.
Just a woman.
Just a
as
woman.
As long as you're an actual woman, we're okay.
And
wow.
His mom approves.
What do you mean, why?
I know this old woman named Rita. She's like 94 now.
Mm-hmm.
She'd date you, but she'd date anybody. I don't want you going near her. She's scary.
And his age. Add that. No more being a pedophile, don't.
What? He's 21.
I know.
Yeah, but we say woman. We didn't say girl.
I know.
Say what type of woman you want.
Just got to add, no pedophile. No being a pedophile.
No, we're not.
Like when you see the memes that are like, that one bro who's going to call you in 10 years and be like, man, I messed up big time. I see Dylan. I'm in jail.
that's the yearbook.
My thing
most
would be
likely
speeding.
To be in jail.
I'm not talking about speeding.
I know,
I'm
but that would be the only reason I'd be in jail.
I messed up this time, man. She said she was 20.
You got to look at the license. Or just don't be out doing that. You ain't got to worry about it.
Yeah,
if you're not sticking your dick in random women, you don't have to worry about.
Yeah, don't be your dad.
I'm 21 and still a virgin. What do you mean?
That's good. That's rare. My head. You should be proud of that.
It's rare to make it to 16 as a virgin nowadays. Like, yeah. It's seen as like an award.
I mean,
a badge of honor.
I made it. No, I didn't, did I? Never mind.
Nope.
I thought I made it to 16, but then I realized, no, never know.
I'm about to say your oldest is older than me.
I conceived my first youngin' on my 16th birthday. So I guess I didn't make it to 16.
Right.
She's 22. She's a year older than you. Okay. Yeah. I was having kids at Malachi's age.
She's not 22, buddy.
She will be 22. I've been married 22 years. She'll be 22 in like less than a month.
No. Yeah, less than a month. Less than 7 days.
Yeah. So think about it. I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
But you're wrong.
But
so
you should be proud of that. That's one of the few regrets I have, too.
Mm. Like, yeah, having Angel.
No.
Dang.
No, not having
Angel. Heard it here first.
Hey, did you hear that, Angel? If you watch her podcast.
Yeah, listen. Angel knows me better than that. It's regret. Not being, have enough intestinal fortitude to treat my woman with respect before I married her.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've got people that are dead that I know it's my fault. Like, I've got all types of I've done. Millions of dollars worth of damage and different stuff. Like, none of that bothers me. None of that. I don't care. I don't have a guilty conscience. But I look back and I say, you know, I wish I could have respected my woman a little more. Even though it's been 22 years, we got 5 kids, it's been an awesome marriage. That's the one thing that I'm like, I could have done a little better at that. It was hard, though. She was gorgeous. She still is.
What?
Don't you
That's
start with
crazy.
Me. We'll make them watch us make out for the rest of the video.
And that will be me and Dylan's cue to leave.
Yeah, y'all can watch that. I'll go play my guitar.
Wow, my guitar gently weeps. Now, what's going on? So anyways, we were just talking earlier about like the alcohol and the stuff. Like, I agree with your sentiment. If you can go hold a gun and murder people for your country, you should be able to smoke a cigarette and drink a beer, period.
Well, there's a video of an older man talking about getting back from Iraq.
And he got back, and he said, send me back. He said, over there, I'm treated like a man. Over here, I'm treated like a child.
Yeah.
Wasn't he like 20? I think I saw that.
When
he was like young.
When he fought. Not yeah. now.
You know,
now he's like, Iraq was a while ago, bud.
He was like 19 or something.
Yeah, he was like, send me back. I'm treated like a child here. You treat me like a man over there.
Yeah.
He was like, I could drink over there. I can't drink over here.
Well, I mean, it's just the whole principle. Over there, you're respected. You're there for a purpose. And here, I have heard in the past month 100 million times, and this is in pulpits, this is in, like, podcasts, this is just in different conversations, that I've heard people talk about how young kids' brains aren't developed. So, their brains aren't fully developed. I don't care. I can guarantee you by the time most adults' brains are fully developed, they've done them up so much on drugs that they're not as fully developed as they should be.
Yeah.
Don't do drugs, kids.
And that's everything. That's drugs. That's alcohol. That's sleep deprivation. That's brain damage from, you know, getting hit in the head. Like, they're all like, their brains aren't fully developed. That doesn't mean you can't teach them responsibility.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you can't allow them the opportunity.
Well, that's just,
they just instantly assume you're stupid.
That's what people do. They treat you like a child, no matter what your age.
And
that's
then they, like, get mad when they act like children.
That's why I appreciate always looking like I'm older than I am.
It comes in handy.
Because, like, nobody at the soup kitchen the other day, she was like, I was talking about bikes and how much I love it. And she was like, yeah, I used to have a BMW, but all my family was Harley riders. So you can see how that went. And she was like, one time me and my husband were riding, and he reaches back and he hands me the gas. I don't know if his bike came apart or something, or if it was supposed to do that. And he said, here, I got the brakes. You got the throttle.
That's pretty good. I like it.
That's some real trust in your woman.
My one buddy wrecks his motorcycles. He's dodging a dog, right? It's a nice Harley. But he creams it in the ditch.
Don't.
Dodging a dog.
No, dodge dogs.
But then he looks over there, and he's like, guys, I'm sorry, I almost hit your dog. And they're like, what'd you miss it for? We hate that bastard. Then he felt terrible. But then I go over there to help him, and he's like, dude, I'm really nervous. You know, like, you know, one of my first good wrecks or whatever. And he's like, so I'm kind of scared of backing up. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, you got your bike fixed back up? And he's like, yeah. And I go out there, and he's put a suicide shifter on it. Which, if people don't know what a suicide shifter is, it's you take your hand off of the steering, you know.
Yeah.
You reach down here and shift. which is perfectly fine while you're going. But stopping and going is kind of iffy. And so it's like, okay, so you wreck your bike, you tear it up, you're nervous about taking it out, and instead of spending the money and waiting a week, which I kind of understand not wanting to wait a week, like throttle therapy is awesome, but like waiting a week, you're like, I'm going to do a suicide shifter. But I mean, sure enough, he managed to do it. He was nervous. Like you could see him shaking the first time. Once he made it around the block, he got back and he's like, stopping and going kind of sucks, but the rest is okay.
I don't think I'd like to do that in the first place.
No, it's like trying to take a drink in a stick shift.
It can be done.
It's difficult. It's very difficult.
You got to learn how to float it. The only thing that they should bring back in new cars, and if there is anybody that is an engineer that works at a car facility or designs cars or whatever that happens to hear me say this, please do this. The dimmer switch in the floorboard. Anybody who's driven old school cars remembers the old 60s and 70s and like the 80s trucks, like even my 1991 F-350. You do not have to move your friggin' hand to dim the switch or dim the lights. It's in the floor. You just pull your foot over and you hit it. Boom. Lights are dim. Lights are bright. Lights are dim. Lights are bright. Why did they move all this crap up here? This is controlling the vehicle. I like to keep these where they're supposed to be.
When I took my driver test, she told me to make sure my hands were in, what is this, 10 and 2?
10 and 2.
Yeah. 10 and 2.
And she was like, and I took my first turn, and I didn't move my hands at all. And she was like, okay, you can take your hands out of 10 and 2 when you turn. That looked awkward.
I was like, okay.
Because I was like,
I'm surprised he's able to do it.
I did it.
Impressive.
I got only got critiqued on one thing.
Yeah. Perfect score. I don't know why I was so nervous about you going anyway.
I got in that car and I said, you've been driving since you were 8. If you screw this up, you're dumb. And then just
I think that is part of why I was nervous, though, because I was thinking, this is the one kid that I am not worried about at all. Like, yes, is he going to drive fast and stupid? More than likely. Am I going to fuss at him? Yes. Is he going to do something stupid to make a mistake and learn from it? Probably. But like, as far as like actual skill. Yeah. Like, he has been driving crap since he's 8 years old. I've had cousins and family and people he's worked for, like, go get in the truck, drive around, get whatever. And they're jumping a $100,000 truck. That, you know. So, like, I wasn't worried about his skill at driving. But I was like, if something stupid happens and he fails because of something stupid, he's going to feel terrible. I'm going to be like, why is the one kid that can drive like a son of a gun fail the test? And like, I just feel like, I think that's why I'm so nervous, because I'm like, if he fails for some reason, I'm not going to be able to understand why.
Yeah.
It was, she said, I can tell if you're going to pass the second you put the car in reverse and start backing up.
Most can.
Yeah. I mean, if you're doing it for long enough, you can say, man, this guy,
yeah,
he's not doing crap. And she's like, I'll fail you before you leave the parking lot. If I don't think you're like, if you're doing bad, I'll fail you. She doesn't feel guilty because she knows that she and her kids are safe driving on the road.
Yeah.
Every time she fails someone who can't. And she said,
I worry more about others than I do y'all.
She said that she's likes taking the teens out more because they're anxious. They're worried. They're trying to do stuff right. When you get those people who get their license taken away, 28, 30, they get in there and they think they know what they're doing, and they don't remember they're not there to critique you. They're there to judge you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a... I liked her. And I will say that was the... Was that Peter? No, it wasn't Peter. Okay.
Where'd y'all go?
Fayetteville.
That okay. is the fastest...
The Fayetteville.
The nice black lady?
Yes.
With the braids?
Yeah, yes. I know you're talking about. She's awesome.
I will say this. Anybody in Tennessee, if you are near Middle Tennessee and you need a DMV, the Fayetteville, Tennessee DMV, the staff was awesome. Everybody was happy. They were fast. Like, it's a DMV. You got all the paperwork. Like, it does take time, period. But, like, just going in somewhere where everybody's happy to be there, cutting up. Like, she had the door open. She was greeting people. She was checking stuff. She knew her
and
stuff.
And I like the Shelbyville one. They make you sit there and scan a QR code. She sat there and said, what do you need? What do you do?
Yeah.
Do
and like, she, like they had people doing the QR code later, but it was like, we got an initial line.
Yep.
She got everybody checked in. And like, I've been to a lot of DMVs, and I think some of the DMV grind, and like, you get some mad employees is because like, there's some place Shelbyville DMV. You go there, there's going to be 400 people there. It doesn't matter what's going on. There's 100 people there. They've moved them around a bunch. Like, I can understand why, like, sometimes them guys be in a bad mood. Because it's like, they're
terrible. And all their system sucks.
Yeah. But, like, to go in somewhere like that, you expect it to be terrible. You know, you're going to the DMV. Oh, God, I'm going to be here for 4 hours. So you're already not, like, happy that you have to go do this anyways. But to step in and have that atmosphere, it just changes the whole thing to, like, well, okay. You know, yeah, it sucks. I don't want to have to come do all this stuff anyways, but at least I can have a good time while I'm here.
Mm-hmm. That's like when Asa went to get their permit, they sat there for 3 hours. They had the paperwork.
Mm-hmm. Already taken the test online.
Yep, and they sat there for 3 hours.
To me, that's that atmosphere difference is the atmosphere difference between a normal hospital and a children's hospital.
Mm.
Why? Like, it's been, there's like all types of studies and stuff, and like people understand that, like, attitude or there's a different word. What's the word I'm looking for? Like, drive to live. Yeah, your surroundings, the, like, what you're surrounded with can change survivability and a lot of stuff. So, like,
the atmosphere, the mood.
That, yeah. Like, you go into a children's hospital, and, like, a lot of times children's hospitals are terrible places. Like, you have the cancer ward, you got the burn ward, you've got a lot of terminally ill patients, you've got a lot of children that are there just, you know, traumatic accidents and different stuff. Like, a major children's hospital is not a place that a child goes because something good happened.
Mm-hmm.
But you go in there and, like, everything's bright. There's murals on the walls.
They make it like that.
They have stuff for them to play with. They have games. They have, and it is an atmosphere that is designed to put these children in the best, most positive mood possible because it affects survivability. Now, let's go to the ICU ward in the adult section. Everything's drab. Everything's plain. It's just terrible.
When we were in Vanderbilt for Granddaddy, the only, like, all the nurses are super nice, but it's...
Oh, yeah, them nurses were phenomenal.
But it's just so boring. But then there's having someone there to kind of, like, as a kid, someone out there to come and talk to you about it. That one lady came out there, brought games, and was like, can I help you? Do you need to talk about something? Having that is very good.
Yeah, and I will give props.
But
Vanderbilt's a good hospital anyways, but I'll give major props to Vanderbilt for that, because I've sat in a lot of hospice. I've seen a lot of people die. That's the first time I've ever seen that done.
But that has got to be a hard job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because especially if they sit there and open up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
And it's not necessarily a hard job. It is a taxing job. As in, it's an easy job. It's the type of job that you feel fulfilled doing, but it's also the type of job that it drains something from your soul.
Yeah.
Like, you have to replenish yourself when you do stuff like that. Like, all the divorce, the guys going through nasty divorces that I've sat with over the past 6 or 7 years, and all the drug ministry that I've done over the years, it's easier on me because I'm a sociopath. So, like, there's a certain amount of stuff that I can, you know, I'm not full sociopath, but I'm borderline. So that, like, I can disconnect myself from a lot of other stuff other people can't. But at the same time, there's still stuff that affects me. Like, I've sat with, like, people that were abused as children and talked, you know, through stuff like that. There's a lot of stuff that I've done that is emotionally draining, and it's emotionally draining and physically draining. Just some of the conversations because of how heavy they are. But it's the type of job that, yeah, it's so hard, but it's also so rewarding because you see all this stuff, but you also get to see people heal from it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like you said, it's not hard in the aspect of it's a hard job to do as far as, you know, getting up and going to your work. It's a very, there's days I guarantee that they come home from that and they have to tell their spouse. And the problem is it's really hard on their spouses too. Because, like, Tasia's, I haven't had to do it to her much, but, like, there's been times I've come home from sitting with dudes that, you know, going through some divorces and stuff that she's, you know, wanting to talk. And I'm just like, hey, I ain't got words. Like, I just need to sit and chill and watch YouTube and just relax. And so, like, it's those type of jobs are not just taxing on you, they're taxing on everybody around you. Which is,
I think, best cure for any sadness, depression.
Motorcycle.
Just a vehicle. Motorcycle more.
Yeah.
But if you can, because not everybody will get on a bike. But most a lot of people will get in a car.
Oh.
Get in a fast car.
Not even a fast car. Windows down. Going good enough speed to have the wind blowing.
Blasting Tuesday's gone.
Tuesday's gone. I used to like
Allison
Theory of a Dead Man, RX.
I think Allison Chains.
And then I loved War Pigs. There's something about starting War Pigs. The Cakes version of War Pigs.
Mm-hmm.
Sabbath is good, but I love Cakes better. Cakes is just fun.
The hate in the comments is going to go.
Oh, yeah. But anyway.
I love Cake. Cake is amazing. They're not good.
I like Cake's version better. No. But anyways, when you're starting like a long journey, like you're going to be on a 12-hour ride, and you just start it right at the beginning of the trip and just let it blare as you. I'm going to get me another motorcycle soon, Dylan, and I'm going to take you on some 1,400 miles and two-day trips.
I want another bike. That's what I'm looking for. I need a faster one.
You don't need.
Always I want.
Exactly. Well, his or bike won't go over 70. Yeah, won't
I need so something that goes
like
over 70.
Interstate, it's just not.
What do you need to go over 70 for?
Why do I want to go 60?
Well, here's the difference.
If you are ever in the stretch between Sparta, Tennessee and Teteco Plains, you'll want to go over 70. Oh, because the speed limit says 30, but I was sitting on 98 hoping that the semi, that I could literally lean back and touch their grill, wouldn't speed up a little bit.
Heck yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to die.
That bike could have done over 95.
The car in front of me wouldn't speed up. I know the semi that was on my tail could not see me.
Pass them.
There was nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. It was 100 mile hour, all four lanes. And it's one of those, I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm going to see you here in a minute or I'm not. Like, we're going to figure this out.
I don't know, the feeling, the air, just everything about. And that's like when our motorcycle mechanic was talking about an automatic motorcycle.
You don't sound right.
I don't know. I've never driven one. But just like it just sounds. Because like just the feeling of dropping the clutch and just
disappearing.
Yeah, just beating up, shifting through all the gears.
There is something about it.
It's,
but there's something different about depending on the bike you're on. Have you ever been on a cruiser?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. When you're on a cruiser,
it's nice. It feels nice to me.
Yeah, but you're not wanting to scream.
Mm-mm.
Like you hit that 50, 60, and you're like, ah, and the engine just floats out. It's like, pop, 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 pop. That's where the engine wants to be. Like I had a 1100 Royal Star, what was it? Yamaha. That it liked to set at 80.
Mm-hmm.
That was its speed. But when you hit 80, the bike just floated. Like it just, that's where it wanted to be. Now, you get on a crotch rocket, those engines are designed to be full bore, fast as you can go. They don't run right unless they're screaming. So it's hard for me to get on one and drive anything under full blast just because they don't sound right. But that's also why if I ever get another crotch rocket, I'm also going to have a cruiser too first, because that way I can get on the crotch rocket, I can scream, get my adrenaline pumping, do what I want to do, but then 90% of the time be on a cruiser.
Yeah, I don't know which one I want. I like the cruiser, but I also want a crotch rocket.
You keep smiling at me like that, I'm going to get excited.
I
can't help it. Like, she's got this ear-to-ear grin. That woman has been gorgeous. I mean, like, oh, she's beautiful.
Hey, by the way, the Nissan won't take off in fourth gear.
Why are you trying to take off in fourth gear?
I don't know. I started rolling, and I was like, man, what is happening? And I was like, oh. I put it in. I was like, it almost started because I was on a hill. It almost took off.
Oh, if you can get it rolling down the hill enough, it'll go in fourth.
Yeah, it was the one by the church right up before you get to the crowd. Mm-hmm. It was just rolling, and I was like, this just ain't right. Something's
wrong.
And I look down, I'm in fourth gear, and I'm like, oh. Yeah.
That might be the problem.
And so he says the Nissan, this is a 1996 Nissan pickup. D21 that was my first truck that I put a turbo on and absolutely gave it a heck, expecting the engine to blow up. It never did. I have no clue how it didn't. But then when I got married, I took the turbo off, put the stock injectors and stuff back on, and gave it to my father. And so he drove it for another 120,000 miles. This thing should not be running. It shouldn't take off in first, much less fourth.
Drives great.
We are building a new heart for it back there, too, though. So
yeah, that's the reason I can drive it, you know, more fun. Because we got the new heart.
No, as soon as that engine is ready, we do have to make a choice. Because when that one is ready and we have the turbo and everything ready for it, that means we will have the turbo set up ready. And we will have the option of pulling the engine while it is still running and putting the turbo engine and everything in, or putting the turbo and stuff on the engine in the truck and going 1 pound higher and doing quarter mile hour runs until we see the pistons come out to heads.
As long as I don't break the hood?
We'll take the hood off.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to say, as long as my hood doesn't get a piston through it.
So, I mean, yeah, our option will be we pull this engine and then we rebuild it and we make another engine. Or we see how much damage we can do.
As long as I can drive.
And I may be...
I don't care.
Your mama didn't tell me no. She didn't tell me yes. But she does look at me sometimes and give me that look that says, I know you and you'll probably be crying if you don't. I may be going to pick up that Z.
Why? Sell your truck first.
What's a Z? I'm confused. You just said a letter.
Guy's got a 83 ZX turbo.
Okay.
For 1,000. And it's like, I need the intake and turbo and stuff put back on because he's like, I took the turbo off. Crap hit the fan around the house. Right there, baby. That silver one. When I used to run cars for a guy had one of these. This is what I used to run. That's what I used to run the Ridge in, son. The car that I would run the Ridge was that sucker right there. Now, you give me 3 months and Adam's help down the road because I guarantee you he will help me to set that car up right, and I will show you how to put pavement down.
I don't really want to learn how to pave roads.
No, you smoke them so hot that you smooth out any. You get them tires floating and you hit that bump in the pavement, you get your tires hot enough, you just melt it flat, man. Come on. There's a certain speed and hotness of your tires that they stick to the road nice. You don't feel the bumps because your rim's pumping anyway.
I want a drifting car.
That's what it was. You don't race the Ridge unless you're in a car that's set up for drifting.
I want that handy brake, the clutch. Now that is beautiful. I want
that. That is exactly what I want to do.
I want a 1969 Camaro, but it ain't gonna happen.
That's never gonna happen. Here's what I'm saying.
I'm telling you,
Dylan, he's not afraid to spend money, but he doesn't like to just impulse buy. Because Dylan could have a Supra
right now, probably.
That was he wanted. 15 or like 2,500, right? He got tired of messing with it because he couldn't figure out the computer stuff.
Yeah.
Running great. Everything worked. The computer stuff didn't care much for. You could probably do that blindfolded.
Yeah, if I couldn't, I know a couple guys that could.
Exactly. You should have jumped on that, man.
That would have been. I don't do the impulse.
There's a truck for sale over there.
I want a bike, though.
I know we're getting, you know, I got people texting me. It's okay, though. This guy I ain't heard from in a while. It's like, somebody texts me I ain't heard from in a while, I usually get back to him pretty quick.
Yeah. Someone texted me, too. Yeah.
I've also had the same number for, good Lord, what would that be?
Yeah, me, too.
It would be 22, 23 years now, wouldn't it, having the same number. Off.
Shut up.
Yeah, people do text me.
And so I have people call me from 20 years ago.
It's okay.
Except for you.
Are you two hugging again?
Huh? I don't think we've...
Isn't that not the most annoying ringtone I've ever heard?
Well, that was your phone.
That was his.
That's my...
You need to change that. It
says, hi.
Listen to his alarm.
Listen, I just got the phone.
You can hear him. Oh, you got a new phone?
This is something that I would like people to comment on. on a scale of 1 to 10, would you rather wake up and realize that you have to replace your favorite pair of shoes? This is a hard thing. A good worn-in pair of shoes. Or you got to buy a new cell phone.
Shoes all day, every day.
Shoes. Cell phones are more expensive.
Well, no. I'm just talking about the inconvenience of it. Because breaking
it's so inconvenient learning a new cell phone.
I've had the same cell phone for 7 years.
Really? I get a new phone like every 6 months. So I'm not worried about it.
Well, that's because you're terrible on your phones.
No, I broke one.
If it can't do
Malachi,
what it's
a phone
meant to
should
do.
Not be able to hammer like nails through concrete.
This one works as a hammer.
See? No, and that's exactly what we're talking about. Why is your phone broke? Because you use it as a daggum hammer.
See, Dylan had to get this one. Let's hear what happened to your one before this one, Don. Let's hear it.
No, I think we're good.
No, let's hear it.
Nah. We do need to hear this story.
So
I threw it.
So what was the impulse? Were you mad at the tree?
No, I was
or
mad
the
at,
phone.
I was mad at the lawnmower.
So the you're mad at the mower, and the tree and the phone got hurt.
No, I didn't throw it at the tree. I threw it at the ground.
Malachi, let's get real deep and emotional. You need to get out a real guitar and play as loudly as you can. No, I'm just kidding. But listen, Dylan.
Yeah.
Don't hurt things that you're not mad at.
No, my phone wouldn't call my dad, and I was like, hey, stupid phone use. Oh, hey, someone's calling me. Speaking of a call. But I was like, why aren't you freaking, calling my dad? So I decided to throw it. And the second it left my fingertips, I was like, dang.
Your mom was not very happy.
Actually, she was like, she wasn't that mad, surprisingly. I was like,
but she bought it, didn't she?
Yes. I was really surprised that she wasn't that mad.
She's chilling out.
Well, I had to go next door to my grandpa's, and I was like, hey, can I borrow your phone? I broke mine. And then I called my mom. She's like, why are you calling on his phone? I threw my phone.
I threw a phone at... But that's... It's not that... Throwing phones is good, I guess.
Well,
I had one that wouldn't answer the phone one time. Like, the button went out to where, like, when you hit answer, it just would not answer. And I'm walking through the factory, and my supervisor and manager is walking next to me. And my phone keeps ringing, but I keep having to just ignore it because I can't answer it. And, like, then finally I take it out because it's my wife trying to call me. So I'm trying to answer the daggum phone, and it won't. And so we're just walking and chatting, and I'm just trying to answer the phone. I just had enough at one point. And I just turned and just baseballed that sucker into the wall. And my supervisor looks at me and is like, bro. I'm like, damn thing wouldn't work anyways. He's like, well, what are you going to go get a freaking new one? Like, and he's like, but that's a cell phone, they're expensive. I'm like, yeah, but I don't care how expensive it is. If it doesn't work, it's worthless. Yeah. I've known some employees like that.
Dylan does too.
You can throw people. Hey, they had a crackhead throwing competition on YouTube. If they can have a crackhead throwing competition on YouTube, we can throw people in factories.
I like that.
That guy stood up there and said, I want to thank the Lord for giving. That was a good one. Absolute good one. Next question. Okay.
I got to pee.
Do we need to pause?
No. Just figure out how to tell you.
Oh, just okay. Like.
Yeah. What's the next question?
On that subject.
You got 12 minutes.
No, there's a question.
No, what's the question?
No.
We don't care about this.
This is going to be the question. Okay. What is appropriate to say at the dinner table and not when it comes to if you need to go to the bathroom? No, I'm serious.
I think I don't care what it is. You can say it.
Yeah.
Growing up, my grandmother's like sweet. She's not foul mouthed or anything.
Huh.
But like we'd be sitting at the dinner table, and our dinner table was big. We had 20, 30 hands at the house every day. Like it was a big family. I gotta go take a shit. It's like I don't want to hear that when I'm eating my mashed taters and gravy. Like.
I know what you mean. We weren't able to say anything growing up at my grandparents.
And see, I also grew up with an RN nurse. So, like, I got a stomach of iron. Like, she'd be sitting there talking about the wounds she's packing while I'm eating my spaghetti and meatballs. Like, when she died.
You have a very vulgar.
What?
Vulgar family. You have a very vulgar family.
Vulgar.
Joke's on you. He doesn't know what that means.
No, but like vulgar is like nasty and sexual.
Not always.
Not always. It's just okay, nasty. I guess. It's just like.
My family.
No, they say.
They say whatever.
They're blunt and vulgar at the same time.
We're ungodly honest.
Apparently, I'm very blunt and vulgar. Well, I'm not very vulgar, but apparently I'm very blunt.
You are very blunt.
You were raised by me. I'm sorry, son.
But
my greatest strength and my greatest weakness is my honesty.
Well, I'm blunt until
lacking
it comes to emotion.
Sophistication or good taste, unrefined.
Oh, yeah.
That's literally your whole family.
I guess I'm vulgar then. I try to be more refined. Like I try to do good.
I don't know. It depends.
I don't think I'm refined at all.
It depends on the situation. There's certain times where you need to be crude.
Am I refined?
No.
Then you're just Dylan.
What does that mean?
You're the mad leprechaun of Petersburg.
I'm gonna kick you.
Nuh-uh.
Who? Him or me?
You.
You're in my general direction, so might as well be you.
Oh. Okay.
I got steel toes on. You wanna feel them?
Why are you gonna be mean like that, man?
I don't know.
You're going to beat up on an old man?
Yes.
According to that one doctor, like, I turned 76 this year. I turned 78 this year.
Turned 80.
Yeah. He was like, whatever your age is, he's like, physically, double that. Because you've been an idiot. I'm like, oh. I love that doctor. I actually trusted that doctor. Like, he's a very good doctor.
See, that's where kind of being blunt and vulgar can come in handy as a doctor.
Yeah, but as a doctor, that's perfect.
Or people who can just say it and literally not care. Like, you're going to die in 6 months.
Yeah.
That would be terrible to be a doctor.
Can you tell me that? Can you be the guy who tells me that?
What
I'm
is that?
Die in six months?
Okay, you guys will have no clue what the whitest kids you know is.
Huh? I've heard of
the whitest kids you know. You guys have no clue who they are. Old comedy sketch artist. But they got one where they're arguing about who's going to tell the kid that he's got cancer. The one guy's like, get such and such to do it. You know, he'll do anything. He's like, yeah, I got it. He kicks the door open. Tough break, kid. You got cancer. Throws him a candy bar. Walks out.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine that's your doctor, bro. That's crazy.
Well, there is a certain level of, I have seen some doctors that are too blunt and then some doctors that beat around the bush. And then there's some doctors that assume you're going to be so upset. Like when they found that spot on my lungs and I go to the pulmonologist. And they're like, you know, blah, 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 and they're just constantly like, you know, you may not have cancer, and it may not. And I'm like, look, you need to stop all this. I don't care. And they're like, yes, but like it may not be. So I'm like, I don't care if it is. I don't care if it isn't. I'm here to find out. Once we find out, then we'll figure out what to do from there. But sitting around freaking out about it ain't going to do no good. Like, why would you sit there and freak out about something like that?
Especially if you don't even know yet.
Like- yeah. And, like, I understand that some people could be a little nervous, but, like, I've been ready to go out the door since I was 13 years old. Like, this ain't my home. I'm ready to go.
Here's the problem. I'm okay with dying, but I really want to have kids.
What a loser.
Like I don't even care about the, like...
Well, I'm going to tell you, you're a day behind me already.
Well, yeah. But I don't... I'm not, like...
Get better.
I'm not, like, craving the sex part, but, like, just...
To have kids.
I love kids.
And see,
not in a weird way.
No.
I love.
Yeah. What do you love?
I love kids.
Yeah.
You doubled down.
But the problem is this. There are not many people out there like that. Because, like, I've seen Malachi with kids when, like, our little cousin used to come over.
Yeah.
And, like, everybody talked about how rambunctious he was. And, like, he's so hard to control and he gets in trouble. I'd be like, Malachi, take him with you. Put him to work. We took him. We made him one of the men. He was able to work with us. He didn't sit inside and do nothing and watch TV all day. He was out there fencing. He was out there picking stuff up. He would be, you know, pulling tools back and forth. Malachi would hand him the tool. He'd take it to me. He was one of us. We gave him jobs. Malachi took him with him. And just like I did Malachi when, you know, he was growing up, he turned around and naturally did the same thing. Hey, it takes a lot more work to teach a kid to work.
I know who you're talking about.
You do. I like when my littlest cousin's over. Well, one of my littlest
second
cousins.
Littlest.
Yeah, we got a lot of
cousins come over.
We're a fertile family.
She won't eat, they say, oh, Malachi's coming, and she'll take a bite because all she eats is junk food. When I'm with you, you're finishing that food, bro. You need good food in your system if I'm the one who has to make you eat it.
Yeah, but think about it. You.
But then I'm her favorite.
That's what I'm saying. You make her mind more than anybody. You play with her, but you don't let her act up. And who does she come for? She's her kai kai. Where's my kai kai? She comes from.
I'm
Malachi.
Not her favorite, but I would say I'm top. I'm top three. I'm a part of the big three.
If she's hurt, and you're around,
I like Aspen because I can just push her over and like she bounces back. I like the one to four.
The toddler fight club.
Where you can they're on the couch and you can just shove them over and they get back up and they're grinning ear to ear and it's like, bro, I just violently shoved you into a couch cushion. And you are so excited.
My sister too has that.
They're a little.
Me and of course, you know,
far out there.
He's not around anymore. But me and Uncle Josh used to take Angel. This was before he like went mentally off the deep end. But like we would throw her. But we would do like the football game, and like every time somebody caught her, we'd step back, and like Angel loved it. Like we'd be throwing her 15, 20 foot. Tasia'd be over like this. And they're like, we ain't dropped her yet. Like, but she absolutely loved it. But like, it's that fearless, like, you can't hurt me, you know?
That's the.
Which is why she walked off the porch one time.
Yeah.
Daddy, catch me.
7 foot drop. Daddy, catch. She had faith that I was going to make it 400 foot to her.
Did you not catch her?
You think I could make it from the middle of the front yard to the deck?
Yeah.
No.
You'll be better.
I could make it if she would have, like, paused for 3 minutes and 45 seconds. I was 322 pounds and had a blown back.
That's, I don't know. I like the stupidity and just the fearlessness of a child.
Yeah.
Like, I was retarded.
Yes.
I believe
but
that.
You were, the problem was you weren't retarded.
Maybe I was stubborn.
You had the same problem I had. You was tougher than a daggum rock. You touched the grill one time, 4 years old. I said, don't touch the grill. She said, okay. I turn around. I'm in the shop. I hear a psst. He makes one cry. I turn around. I said, what'd you do? He said, I touched the grill. He's got one little tear coming out of his eye. I said, I don't want to hear nothing. I told you not to touch that grill. And he goes, okay. Nothing. Goes in there. We bandage his hand, burn cream. He's fine. I mean, like, he good burn. Now, the people that are going to be like, you should have took him to the hospital. Like, yes, it was third degree burns, but like I was raised by an RN nurse. I am a master of chaos because me and Murphy are best friends. If it can light on fire, blow up, stab you, kill you, or mangle you in some way that it shouldn't be able to, chances are it's tried to do it to me. I've gave myself stitches. I've, you know, glued myself shut. I've packed wounds. Like, that's just part of life. So, like, I know, okay, I've got antibiotics in the house. I've got good burn cream. I've got zinc oxide. Like, I know how to take care of burns. So, I didn't take my kid to the hospital because it was not a situation warranted.
My favorite story is the book story.
The book?
That one's stupid.
No.
How can you be so dumb?
I know.
Just a
was
sheer.
I stubborn? What
no.
is the.
No, it was the, this book is going to move. He's
still,
standing
I
on
still
a book.
I have that.
He is standing on a book, and he is squatted down, and he's got his hands on the edge of the book. And he is, I mean, I'm talking about Hulk. Veins bulging, eyes popped out, just.
He was no older than two. Like, maybe younger than two. He was little.
Yeah, but I mean, eventually, if he hadn't have gave out, I think he would have lifted the world underneath him. Like, he was just. Iron wheel.
I wonder where I get that raw rage from.
Raw rage? That's 100% from me.
No, I think it's from your mom.
Yeah. I wonder where I get the stubbornness from.
Your mom.
That's from your mom. Yeah. The problem is when you have children, this is for everybody out there that's like, we're going to have kids. When you have kids, you can have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You could have 100. They're never going to be the same. They're all going to be weird mixes of you two. And the problem is you're going to look at one of your kids and go, wow, you got the best of both of us. You're going to look at another one and you're going to go, eh, you got the good and you got the bad of one. And it's going to be that kind of mix. Then you're going to look at one and you're going to go, please don't become a serial killer. Like, I'm sorry, but we gave you the world is going to die from both of us.
So which kid got that, Malico?
It's the one that walks. And you can hear her feet hit the ground from a mile away, even though she's nothing but a waif. You know who I'm talking about. If I said someone's going to bust that door open, and you're going to be able to feel her presence as she approaches this table.
Is Ethan talking for what I think he's talking about? First one?
No.
Second
no.
one?
Second.
Okay. Now, either see, the first or second.
Now, see, Angel has that presence.
Yeah.
But it's just because of her confidence and her prowess. Tessie has that presence because it's the world will bend to her will.
Yeah, I don't like to be like flashy like all them. Like I'm not gonna like be all blah blah blah. You know?
You're a guy.
I'm not trying to be like not even the like the now, like I'm talking about this.
We are going suit shopping tomorrow.
I'm just
you're gonna be flashy then.
Whoa, you're oh that's
shut up, Dylan.
You're so stupid. Why are you getting a suit, Malachi?
He's getting a suit because they're having a good sale.
Yeah.
And I'm a sucker for a good suit.
Exactly. It makes perfect sense.
Understandable.
And I don't understand. Like, we need to bring men wearing vests back. Like, good suit vests.
Why'd you get off topic? I was talking, man.
I need a good suit.
I'm sorry. That's being disrespectful.
No one cares about your topic. I don't remember what
come with
was.
Us tomorrow.
I got stuff to do. Don't you dare.
You got stuff to do. I understand, woman.
Okay, well.
She starts throwing gang signs and junk in the back and starts freaking me out.
No gang signs, Mom.
Well, I figured out. I know what it is.
You're on the wrong coast. You're going to get us killed.
No, but.
What were you saying? I'm listening.
I just try to be more mysterious than all of them. Like, they're all like, you can kind of read them.
Bro,
like I can read people. Pretty easily.
It's not hard.
Then yeah. Then read me.
I've known you for 3 years.
All right, fair enough.
we used to literally be in your bedroom till like 3 a.m. And I just randomly go, women are hot.
Yes.
And you'd go, yeah, but confusing. I'd say, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
The problem is he talks about you can read them. This is a thing that most women do. There's a lot of guys that do this too, but the majority of women are like this. They hide their emotions.
Mm.
No one knows what I'm feeling. This right here and all of this screams it. They're like, I'm not mad at you. And you can feel the lasers just eating you alive. And it's like, you're not. You're not mad at me, but yet I just watched you cut my ham sandwich into 19 pieces while staring me in the eyes with a meat cleaver. It's like, you're mad. I'm not mad. And the worst is there are some women, like Angel, she forgets why she's mad. When she forgets why she's mad, she's no longer mad. Most women do not do that. They forget why they're mad, but they're still mad.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know. I like the just being raised around girls, the, oh, I'm okay.
Mm.
It's fine.
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're just like, no. What are you yet?
But then it backfires on you when they ask you, are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. I'm okay. I am okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on the day. I mean, every guy out there is going to say, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, it's because that's what we're taught.
The main majority.
Because anytime you share, what's going to happen to you? Majority of men, they share a weakness. What happens?
It gets used against them.
It gets exploited.
And that's second, you show a sign of weakness.
That's from their spouses. That's from their girlfriends. That's from their friends.
That's why you get a real
it's
bro.
Natural.
Got you, bro.
That you can say crazy. Whatever.
You can say whatever. You can just look at them and go, women are hot.
Yeah,
literally. No, I didn't even
not
look
all
at
of
him.
Them.
No, he doesn't even look at me.
No, I would be on his. Dylan had a couch in his room. And then he had his bed in the corner. Why'd you get rid of that couch, bro? You're so stupid.
It's not got rid of. It's in the barn somewhere.
No, y'all burnt it. I swear, bro.
I don't think we did. Oh, well, either way.
The mysterious couch is gone now.
I want a recliner.
The recliners are awesome.
I can't sleep in a recliner.
Really? Then you can have the bed. I don't care.
You're slacking, bro.
It's like if I want to take a nap in a recliner all day. Second I get into like a to actually sleep, I just sit there. And I'm in the wrong I'm in the wrong position and my body just won't
That's
go
because
to sleep.
You're doing it wrong. You I don't get in a recliner bed. To go to sleep. You say, I'm going to relax in the recliner while I watch a TV show.
Then you go to sleep.
And then you wake up and go, oh, shit, it's 4 o'clock.
Yeah. You don't mean to go to sleep.
2 days later, we blacked all the windows out in our bedroom one time when we was teenagers, me and Brandon. And, like, I mean, no light. Mm-hmm. And we figured it'd just help us sleep. And we woke up, like, the first day. And we're like, ah. It was like 8 o'clock at night. The next night. And we were like, oh, crap. Not good. So we had to uncover them. But, you know. And we got the gang signs going up. She's smirking at me now. Smile at me. There Whoa. You go, girl.
Well, before we finish, I got someone who's jealous and wants me to shout them out.
Well, get them, bro.
My auntie, Hannah, shout out to you.
She been listening?
Yeah, Justin's.
We shouted out Justin, but not her.
Yeah, she was,
oh,
she
don't
was,
leave your aunt out.
She might have been mad at me.
I've never met you. I met Justin. Yeah. Yeah. Justin's cool. So
I haven't met
cool.
any of you, but like, subscribe. Yeah. Make fun of him all
don't
you want.
Make fun of me.
Comment how
Everybody
much you want to make
fun of
him. Yeah.
It's not even like
comment how disrespectful Malachi is.
Yeah.
I'm with
that seems to be the going thing.
I like that one.
Dylan, lead us out.
And that's all, folks.